This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Brazil has moved past Britain to become the country with the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the world, just after the United States. The South American country's death tally early Sunday was 42,720. That's according to statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University. Britain has lost 41,747 people to COVID-19. The United States has lost more than 115,000 lives to the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins reports the number of coronavirus cases around the world is steadily climbing toward the 8 million mark. The U.S. has more than 2 million cases, followed again by Brazil with more than 850,000 infections. Russia has the third highest number of cases with more than 519,000. China reported 57 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday. It's its highest one-day total in 2 months. 36 locally transmitted cases were detected in Beijing. China reported 45 positive cases on Saturday. Most of the cases in Beijing have been traced to a wholesale seafood and produce market. Officials said Saturday the new cases in the capital have placed the city in a wartime emergency mode. Beijing officials plan to test 10,000 people for infection. A city spokesman said sports events and plans to reopen schools on Monday will be suspended, and the National Theater and Yonghe Temple will be closed. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday the U.S. economy, the world's largest, is now in recovery stage from the debilitating effects of the coronavirus pandemic that closed thousands of businesses. He said this even as forecasters say unemployment figures will remain high for months. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Afghanistan's warring sides have agreed to open long-awaited peace talks in Qatar, possibly later this month, to negotiate a sustainable ceasefire and political settlement to years of conflict in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency on Sunday confirmed to VOA the breakthrough development, but did not say when the dialogue will begin. An Afghan government source told VOA that President Ashraf Ghani has accepted a Qatari government proposal for hosting the intra-Afghan talks in Doha, the Gulf state's capital, where the Islamist Taliban maintains its political office. The Afghan government has only agreed for a first meeting to take place in Doha. There has not been any agreement yet on the venue of the direct talks. That was a tweet from Ghani's spokesman Siddiqui on Sunday, saying again the Afghan government has only agreed for a first meeting to take place and no agreement yet on the venue of any direct talks. A gas tanker blast in China's Zhejiang province killed at least 19 people and injured more than 170, according to Chinese state media. The tanker truck transporting liquefied petroleum gas exploded at a highway exit in Wenling on Saturday afternoon. That's according to Xinhua News Agency. Flames and smoke engulfed the area, causing damages to a factory as well as homes and vehicles close to the site of the accident. China Central Television reported that the cause of the accident was under investigation. The Chinese government authority responsible for safety production called for a speedy investigation without specifying a deadline. It also authorized the traffic police to take additional measures and conduct inspections of vehicles carrying dangerous chemicals. Reuters is reporting Egypt will reopen all its airports for scheduled international traffic on July 1st. That's according to the civil aviation minister on Sunday after suspending regular commercial flights in March because of the coronavirus outbreak. Mohamed Manar Anba told a news conference that flights would resume gradually from the start of July. Foreign tourism is to be limited to resorts in three coastal provinces. The government said Thursday it will reopen Egypt's main seaside resorts for international flights and for foreign tourists from July the 1st. The minister said travelers from countries with high rates of coronavirus infections based on World Health Organization assessments need to be tested before coming to Europe, coming to Egypt. Egypt's a nation of about 100 million people. It has registered 44,598 cases of coronavirus and over 1,500 deaths. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.